posture, and I never get this right. Microphones and masks never go well together. Oh, man. Oh, man. It was going so well. Good evening. I am so delighted to welcome you here to not only our first summer Eucharist service in the VC, which, as you know, who have been here for a while, that is no small feat. Somebody said they were going to pop some popcorn and just watch.
Wait. For what went wrong? We are also honored to gather together with board members, former directors, to bless and affirm the work of our loyal and faithful and hardworking directors. And so that is a great joy tonight. Welcome to Sacred Space this evening. Tonight we gather for Eucharist, meal, and celebration. We gather to share a meal that honors every body as holy. And in this meal, we see God's abundance revealed. At this meal, we taste the release, renewal, and return of God's jubilee. In the breaking of this bread, we practice sharing all meals as sacred. In the pouring of this wine, we commit ourselves to being poured out for the life of the world. We began our week practicing release. In this meal, God renews us for the life of Jubilee. All are welcome, no exceptions. As we gather, I would invite just a moment of silence to center ourselves, rest in our bodies, and be fully present in this moment. And then our wonderful musicians will carry us in song.
As we begin, we continue to acknowledge again and again whose land we are on. And I would invite you now to also just say aloud the names of the peoples whose land you live and work on as well. Just have a moment to say those names out loud. Ohio and Susquehanna, Dakota and Lakota. Along with Holden Village, I know we all commit to ceasing the erasure of these identities, to lifting up the histories that have not been spoken, and to stepping back and making space and accompanying, when appropriate, those folks who are descended from the original stewards of this land. We'd like to begin with a song that was shared with us by one of our local siblings, Becca Allen, who is a member of the Cherokee Nation. She is Vance's cousin as well. So sometime we need to take a selfie so we can make her jealous. That's not really part of worship, so. With Becca's permission and also with the permission of our Native American friends who are here, teachers who are here this week, we would like to teach you this song. I will sing a line. It is the Cherokee Morning Song. The translation, as well as translations can go, is, I am of the Great Spirit. I am of the Great Spirit. Ho, I am of the Great Spirit. And it goes like this. Wendeyaho, 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 Wendeya, 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 ho 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 ho, hey ya ho, hey ya ho, ya ya ya, ho 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 ho, hey ya ho, hey ya ho, ya ya ya. If you would like to rise in honor of the ancestors, Wendeya ho. Wendeyaho, Wendeya, Wendeya, ho 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 ho, hey ya ho, hey ya ho, ya ya ya. Wendeyaho, Wendeyaho, Wendeya, Wendeya, ho ho ho. Wendeyaho,
Good evening. My name is Josh Post. I use he, him pronouns. And for the next 48 hours or so, I'm the president of the Holden Village Board. Tonight is a special service. We are celebrating the directorship of Stacy Kitahata, Mark Bach, and Kathy Kemmerbach tonight because we installed them 2 years ago, but we didn't get to do it together as in person as a community. So tonight, we join to lay hands on them, to pray over them, and to give thanks and bless their ministry at Holden Village. We're also grateful for the presence of some special guests. Over the 60-plus years of Holden history, there have been 10 board presidents. There are two others besides me here. Ellen Gamrath was our second president and the first woman. And Paul Rohde, our sixth president. Paul's right here. Coincidentally, there have also been 10 team directorships or solo directorships in Holden history. And we are lucky to have 7 of the former directors here tonight. Now, seeing all of you here is a good reminder to me that very few people could name their board chair from the first time they came to Holden. By the way, mine was Ellen, 1978. In fact, my best hope is that some kid in the future museum looking through a hologram of board minutes 60 years from now might know that I was president. But the executive director is always memorable. They've driven you up on the bus, perhaps, cooked you a meal, preached a life-giving sermon, or led a Bible study that you'll never forget. They're remembered for the unique role they play in the community. Living in the village, being here day to day, each of them has left their own unique imprint on the village during their time. Later in this service, our 7 former directors will lead us in laying hands on Stacy, Mark, and Kathy as we bless and give thanks for all they have done for us. Throughout Holden's history, the baton has been passed from director to director, and tonight we show that symbolism in the laying on of hands, which we will all join and be a part of. So I'm going to introduce those former directors here. Martin Wells is over here. Martin and his wife, Susan Briel, were directors with Janet Grant from 1994 to 1999. They recentered Holden theologically back toward being a place about the theology of the cross when we had kind of strayed from that focus in some of the previous years. They breathed new life into our village by remodeling several places, including the kitchen and dining hall. These are but a couple of the accomplishments that have left a lasting impact on the community today. Janet Grant. Janet served with Susan and Martin, but stayed for an interim and then another 5-year term with Diane Shiner. Janet was here from 1994 to 2005, and is the second longest in tenure among all Holden executive directors. She's kind of like the FDR of executive directors. Janet had a heart for community and building community, and brought that sustained focus toward building community here at Holden. She, along with her fellow directors, Susan, Martin, then Diane, took on the majority of the major remodels that have been done at Holden, including Agape, Lodges 1 and 6, Koinonia, and several other projects. Diane Shiner. Diane, along with Janet, worked on the capital projects already mentioned. During Diane's time, she and Janet oversaw the delicate introduction of technology into the village. I remember, like, emails came, like, twice a day or something like that. And now we get them, like, instantly everywhere in the village. How times have changed. Diane also shepherded generation to generation, the most successful capital campaign the village has ever taken on. Paul and Carol Henderly. Paul and Carol were directors, along with their good friend Tom Alstrom, from 2005 to 2010. PCT, as they were known, brought a strong focus on hospitality, servant leadership, and, as they like to say, were fools for Christ. Along with the board, they helped rewrite the mission statement and focus Holden strongly as a Lutheran ministry proclaiming the gospel. Stephanie and Chuck Carpenter. Steph and Chuck first arrived in the village in 2005 and, true to form, served in several roles before becoming directors in 2010 and serving for 5 years in that role. Their directorship was during the period of remediation. There were so many capital projects that were accomplished during their tenure. Unfortunately, many of those are under our feet and we don't see them day to day. So future generations may not notice, but all will benefit from them. The water lines were replaced, the Rainbird system installed, and power lines put underground, just to name a few. With all of these directors and these accomplishments, they are profound acts of service. They are also signs of the Spirit, God's Spirit, that accompanied a young man named Wes Preve, writing his letters on April Fool's Day each day until the mining company relented. And God's Spirit was with Wes as he stayed alone in this abandoned mining town in the fall of 1960, watching over it. God's Spirit that manifested itself in the generosity of each of our fellow directors. God's Spirit that will continue to move in and through this little village tomorrow and for generations yet to come.
Would you join me in the spirit of prayer? Almighty and all-tender Creator, ever-living God, you invite us to the practice of Jubilee. Guide us as we release, renew, and return. Keep us in your joy and love with the Creator, Child, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 1 through 11. Every seventh year you shall grant a remission of debts. And this is the manner of the remission. Every creditor shall remit the claim that is held against a neighbor, not exacting it from a neighbor who is a member of the community, because the Lord's remission has been proclaimed. From a foreigner you may exact it, but you must remit your claim on whatever any member of your community owes you. There will, however, be no one in need among you, because the Lord is sure to bless you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you as a possession to occupy, if only you will obey the Lord your God by diligently observing this entire commandment that I command to you today. When the Lord your God has blessed you, as God promised you, you will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow. You will rule over many nations, but they will not rule over you. If there is among you anyone in need, a member of your community, in any of your towns within the land that the Lord your God is giving you, Do not be hard-hearted or tight-fisted toward your needy neighbor. You should rather open your hand, willingly lending enough to meet the need, whatever it may be. Be careful that you do not entertain a mean thought, thinking, the seventh year, the year of remission, is near, and therefore view your needy neighbor with hostility and give nothing. Your neighbor might cry to the Lord against you, and you would incur guilt. Give liberally and be ungrudging when you do so, for on this account the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in all that you undertake. Since there will never cease to be some in need on the earth, I therefore command you, open your hand to the poor and needy neighbor in your land. This ends the reading.
I'm going to be doing a reading from Romans 5, verses 1 through 5. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. The word of the Lord.
Tula, tula, ula, lele.
Tula, ula, lele.
Reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 12 through 15. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The word of God for the people of God, to which we can say thanks be to God. You may take your seats. Let us pray. Eternal, thou speak to the hearts of your people. Speak through the preacher to the moment at hand. Speak until we know what you require of us, that we might do what you say. Not just because you are God, but because you assume much
of us. Thank you for your word and for the opportunity to hear it and to be changed by it. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. Give liberally and be ungrudging when you do so. For on this account, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in all that you undertake, since there will never cease to be some in need on the earth. I therefore command you, open your hand to the poor and needy neighbor in your land. This passage from the book of Deuteronomy comes from what we call the Mosaic exhortations. These sayings of Moses in this chapter and the previous ones following have been passed on by the collection of the ancient writers known as the Deuteronomistic historian. That's going to be on the exam later. The historian writes much of this book as well as some of the book of Numbers, and whose presence is throughout the so-called Old Testament, appears over and over again in big and small ways. The goal of the historian is to ground ancient Israel in an understanding of the practice of its faith. We should know that the historian isn't a scribe, not one sitting at Moses' feet writing as he speaks, but rather, Jason DeRose, an editor. The historian is a figure of the pre- and post-exilic period of Israel's history, the time in which Israel was conquered for the first time and taken away. At a time in which all of their practices were being lost and lost to history, they needed someone to tell them where their practices came from. That's the job of the historian. Tell the story that validates, affirms, and shapes the practices of ancient Israel. This is an important lesson throughout the book because, frankly, Deuteronomy is a hard book to read. It's hard because it calls up languages and issues of conquest, slavery, judgment, mutilation, and other practices that wrestle with our very conscience. And they were practices, though, that Israel had long been doing. And so the goal of Deuteronomy isn't necessarily to define the practices, but rather to sanction or prohibit what was already happening. Here, though, in this 15th chapter, we find an important exhortation of Moses. Here, the historian says that Moses declares the concept of the sabbatical year, a year of the remission of debts, a year of new beginnings. More specifically, this year is meant to be a year in which you're to let go, to release, to set free. First used in the book of Exodus, the concept of Shmat Shemitah, or remission, was meant to be applied first to the land. It meant to give the opportunity for the land to rest in the seventh year. But in our text for today, this concept is financial. It applies to debts and to people. That in every seventh year, Israel would be called to reset, to let fall, to remit any debts owed by one another. And while we've heard in our reading who was allowed and who was exempted, I want us to consider that the sabbatical year is not simply about debts. It's not simply about remission or letting go, but rather the concept contained in the sabbatical year, the Sabbath, is really meant to provide for humanity one thing: perspective. You see, the Sabbath rest is the foundational concept in Israel's practice. Sabbath, predicated on the rest that God took in the seventh day, shapes the concept of time for Israel and humanity's relationship to time. The seventh day was set apart for rest and recognition of who and what God has done. The day that was set apart for rest was meant for you to be practicing distance from the work of the week, distance from the transactions and the harried pace of your life, distance from what your iCalendar says you ought to be doing. Perspective. So profound is the Sabbath as an overriding concept in the calendar of ancient Israel that it informs this sabbatical year. The rest and release from debts here in this passage, frankly, is also meant to provide perspective, to give distance to our financial burdens, to separate us in our financial relationships in order that we might reflect on all of them. The perspective of the year allows for us to see that there's something behind the blessing. The blessing of life and treasure come from someone to us. Give liberally and be ungrudging when you do so. For on this account, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work, in all that you undertake, since there will never, never cease to be some in need on the earth. I command you, open your hand to the poor and needy in your land. Here, the historian in the voice of Moses reminds Israel what's at stake in the sabbatical year. You see, the point of the sabbatical year is perspective, as I said, not to give, simply to forgive debts or to take a rest, but rather to gain perspective on the blessings you've received and the responsibility to those who are in need. We must open our hands. You must remember that what you have been given is the blessing of God. And also remember that inasmuch as the sabbatical year reminds you of what you have, we also know that what we have demands us to act. This season, the theme that Stacy, Mark, and Kathy have chosen for us is predicated on this passage of Scripture. The year of Jubilee is the sabbatical year, the year of reset, renewal, the celebration, the forgiving of debts, but also the gaining of perspective. In 2022, we need this year. We need this theme. And my, what a great place Holden Village is to gain perspective. We need perspective on nearly every aspect of our life today, our social engagement and life with one another, and our failures to simply love one another. We need perspective on the dysfunction of our politics, the failure of our civil discourse, our treatment of the environment, and our relationship to creation. We need perspective on the voices of the millions who suffer in violence in war-torn countries, and in displaced communities around the world. We need perspective. But lest you think that the only thing we ought to do is get perspective, the text tells us, once you celebrate, because notice here, the command is to celebrate the sabbatical year in order to give unbegrudgingly. Not wait until the sabbatical year to give unbegrudgingly. But you recognize and remit debt so that you can appreciate the value of the alm, the value of an open hand, the value of someone who understands what it's like to be in debt. The text tells us our perspective is gained so that we can open our hand to the poor and the needy. Our year of release and renewal serves to help every one of us learn to open our hands to share. And beloved, Holden is the place where we come to get perspective. Under these three who are leading, we will hear voices from around the world who will help us gain perspective. They will speak in order to give us a new perspective so that we will know what we are to do, to remind us of our responsibility to atone for the harms of our past and our present, to confess our sins for the failures to love our neighbors as ourselves. We'll get perspective so that we can learn to listen more and speak less. Gain perspective to live in a balanced relationship with all of creation in order to share the resources God has given us all. Gain perspective to work to bring peace through action, not just prayer. Action, peace through action in the lives of those who suffer with violence and pain. This is the year of the Jubilee. Let us celebrate and commemorate, and then get to work.
Just stay.
We've been so blessed, haven't we, by these musicians? Thank you. Our directors, as we planned this service together, wanted to note that the meal was the central part of this moment, that this gathering was the important part. And yet, there is a tradition at Holden Village that includes some hilarity. Amen?
Amen.
That maybe some shenanigans
would ensue. Who knows? Is this shenanigans already?
Sorry. Technical difficulties. Media is under budgeted, understaffed. We'll have to fix it in about 2 years.
Oh, is it me?
It's like a well-oiled machine. Yeah, maybe it's you. Yeah,
maybe it's me.
Yeah,
maybe it's
you.
Me.
Got it.
Where are SMK right now? Because Hi, I'm Steve Wolbrecht. He, him. I'm the musician, and I just have a musical offering for them. So, here it is.
Yahoo.
So, okay, well, so as soon as the new directors were chosen, accepted, we got them some gear ordered so they could go out on trail. And so this is the latest and greatest. You can see here, I'll just focus on a couple of the items. This sleeping bag, you'll notice it's extremely bulky, but the insulation is minimal. So it's maximum bulk and minimum insulation. It's perfect. What's inside, Nick?
Oh, goodness.
It's canteen. Yeah. So you gotta stay hydrated. Some people are using those water bladders. The camelbacks, yeah. You can run over this with the golf cart. Alright, it's perfect. Alright, and then the pack here, you'll notice this pack maybe could show off. Yeah. How comfortable is that pack
really,
right now, man?
Really
Oh, wait a minute.
My favorite part is this is so low.
Is it? And also the metal that's like right against your body, is that also,
yeah.
Okay, well, it was state of the art when you were, once upon a time.
Yeah.
So, look at this, I wonder if there's anything in the pocket. We should make a check. Oh, yeah, I literally found this today. I think it was an apple. So I'll keep it in there. Just for nutrients.
So do you want it now? Or
do you want it now?
That will not work.
tried to come up with a little Stravinsky, the Rake's Progress, for you. We tried to come up with the Rake's Progress for you. Thank you, Governor. Instead, we had to rely on Alan Sherman. And are you ready, guys? Pray for us.
Deliberation. In February of 2020, the search committee of the Holden Village Board of Directors recommended Mark Bach, Kathy Cameron Bach, and Stacy Kitahata to serve as executive directors of Holden Village. The Board of Directors of Holden Village extended that call, and Stacy, Mark, and Kathy were installed as executive directors in June of 2020 via virtual assembly. They have been faithfully serving the village since that time. But today, in front of this gathered assembly of family and friends, guests, staff, executive directors past, and board members past and present, we want to celebrate their leadership and affirm that call.
A reading from Matthew. Who then is the greatest in the dominion of heaven? Jesus called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And Jesus said, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you'll never enter the dominion of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the dominion of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me.
I invite Mark and Stacy and Kathy forward. Kathy, Mark, and Stacy, in the presence of this assembly, will you affirm your commitment to this trust and responsibility as executive directors of Holden Village, a courageous community that welcomes all people into the wilderness to form their relationship with God, the earth, and each other? If so, answer, we will, and we ask God to help us.
We will, and we ask God to help us.
Will you carry out this work in harmony with the mission of Holden Village, for the sake of a more just, compassionate, and sustainable world?
We will, and we ask God to help us.
Growing from the love of Christ, will you love, serve, and pray for God's people in this place and in all the larger Holden community? Will you strive for humility in leading and harmony with one another and with all who gather here? And when the way is difficult, will you offer and seek forgiveness? If so, answer, we will, and we ask God to help us.
We will, and we ask God to help us.
Almighty God, who has given you the will to do these things, graciously also give you the strength and compassion to perform them.
Invite the assembly to rise in bodily spirit. People of Holden Village, will you regard Stacy, Mark, and Kathy as servants of God and stewards of this precious gift? If so, answer, we will, and we ask God to help us.
We will, and we ask God to help us.
Will you pray for them, help and honor them in carrying out this work, and in all things, will you strive to live together and in the peace and unity of Christ? If so, answer, we will, and we ask God to help us.
We will, and we ask God to help us.
At this time, I invite the former directors to gather around. They will be the first to lay on hands, and then we invite the rest of the community to come forward as you're able, reach out a hand, and just everyone have a hand on someone so we're all connected in this great.
Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
Gracious God, we thank you that Mark, Kathy, and Stacy have stepped out with good courage, not knowing where this journey will lead them. Bless them in their leadership for the sake of this community. Give them strength when the path is steep, patience when the road is long, and faith that your hand is leading them and your love surrounding them every step of the way. Amen.
Amen.
People of Holden Village, in faith, Stacy, Mark, and Kathy have accepted this tremendous trust from you. And because they are going to need a lot of help from every one of us, let the people cry together, blessing.
Blessing.
They are and remain with you, co-workers, in the courageous work of community. Let the people say, welcome.
Welcome.
In this valley, in this work, in the stewardship of this tremendous gift from our Creator, we are never alone. So let us all say, thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
Our intercessions for this evening will be sung, and they are in 996, they're in number 996 in your eggplant hymnal, I think we are calling it.
Powerful sign of our community before sharing a meal is offering a brief wish for peace with our neighbors. You, in a moment, will be invited to share a greeting by shaking hands, embracing, offering a bow, an elbow bump, whatever level of physical engagement is appropriate for you. Be thoughtful of your own boundaries and mindful of your neighbors. The peace of Christ be with you all. Would you please rise and share a sign of peace with one another? seated. That was totally inaudible, and that was beautiful. Thank you. Today, Jesus Christ invites all to this meal. Therefore, we remember those who are not present, those who have passed away, people who are hungry, thirsty, suffering, those who planted and harvested the grapes and grain for our feast, people behind bars, those at work today, the unemployed and underemployed, people who are ill, who lack transportation, those who are depressed or anxious or afraid, those we exclude from our churches, those who cannot afford to be with us for whatever reason. We remember all who you call to your supper. Our meal began with a seed in the ground, watered and tended, harvested with human hands. The grain is prepared for baking by the craft of human hands. Craft us into your people. This is the bread Jesus blessed, broke, and shared. Break us open in you. Similarly, in the vineyard, the seed was sown, watered, tended, and harvested by human hands. The grapes were crushed, the juice collected by the craft of human hands. Tend us into your community. This is the wine Jesus blessed, poured, and shared. Jesus said, "Take, eat, and drink in remembrance of me." These words are being fulfilled in your hearing. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Christ is our jubilee, releasing the captives, renewing the broken, returning all to life. Transforming spirit, bless the workers in the field and the vineyard, the laborers who prepared and brought these gifts to us and upon your community, gathered here. Transform these common elements, we pray. We praise you, O God. It is from you that these blessings flow. We praise you, O God, for your people. We honor you, Mother, Child, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you join me in the words of the Lord's Prayer from the New Zealand translation? Eternal Spirit, Earth Maker, Pain Bearer, Life Giver, Source of all that is and that shall be, Father and Mother of us all, loving God in whom is heaven, the hallowing of your name echo through the universe, the way of your justice be followed by the peoples of the world, your heavenly will be done by all created beings, your common wealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and come on earth, with the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In times of temptation and test, strengthen us. From trials too great to endure, spare us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us. For you reign in the glory of the power that is love, now and forever. Amen. All who are hungry for more of God's grace are welcome at this table. Please come.
In a moment, you'll be ushered forward. There'll be hand sanitizer in the middle. And then on either side, there will be a line of communion bread. Gluten-free wafers will be on the stage side.
We'll bring it over to him.
Empty cups.
Just wait until they get.
Wine is in the first pitcher, grape juice is in the second pitcher, and then a basket at the end to dispose of your cups.
Dios, gracias. kunu murasala, murasala, nina kunu murasala, nina kunu murasala, le Yesu murasala.
Rise as you are able to receive this blessing. May you be made whole in the releasing of your burdens. May you find joy in the renewal of your body, mind, and spirit. May you be blessed as you prepare to return transformed. The God of all creation, of rivers and lakes, of spring rains and winter squalls, of mycelium and fungus, of wiggling, crawling creatures, bless you. Bless the work of our staff, our board, and especially this day, the work of our directors. In the name of the Holy One, amen.
Enviado soy de Dios. Mi mano lista está para construir con él un mundo fraternal. Enviado soy de Dios, mi mano lista está para construir con él.
Para construir con él,
tonight, our offering, if you have one, will be collected on the plates of the doors and the exits. You can make your checks payable to Fullness of God Lutheran Church, and this will be dedicated to these places, to the Native American Boarding School Healing Coalition, to the Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service. We take cash, checks, you can Venmo us. Bitcoin's not doing so hot right now, but we'll collect that offering on the baskets on the way out the doors. And remember, ice cream on the Holden board tonight, celebrity scoopers. Go in peace, practice Jubilee. Thanks be to God.